This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
D.C. on immigration. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. And sadly, stories emerging about the 17 people who died in that high school shooting in Florida. Although I like the fact that we're remembering their stories and not focusing on the shooter quite as much. Joining us right at the top of the show is Bob Ney, the former congressman from Ohio with Talk Media News. Bob, huge deal with this immigration bill. Bipartisan, did not happen. So what happened? How'd the wheels come off?
Well, it was rejected, Kate, and of course it started out with 8 and 8, D's and R's, one independent, ended up 22 basic sponsors, you know, and the White House was rejecting almost anything that was coming along except the Grassley bill. So it fell short. The Senate rejected the bill. It leaves the Dreamers in limbo. So right now, it's completely up in the air.
So when they're in limbo, what happens when we click through in the beginning of March and nothing's done? Does that mean pack your bags and see? I mean, what's going to happen?
Well, there'll be a lot of legal process to it, because although we've seen pictures of some people, Kate, that have been taken out of the country, one guy from Youngstown last week, but those are individual cases. Those were also cases that were in appeal, the one from Youngstown. So basically, let's say nothing happens, the government, through justice, immigration, start to move. And it's almost like, moving one by one. But let's face it, we don't have the manpower, the police power to, get 800,000, actually 1.8 million people. So it would be a very slow process. There could be some appeals to it. So there's got to be eventually a solution that makes this run smooth for everybody and, does really the right thing.
Yeah, no kidding. And then there was the big news that Donald Trump is suggesting a gas tax increase, 25 cents. I think people go crazy over that. What do you think?
Well, and this one I found very fascinating. I served on the Transportation Committee with Don Young from Alaska, the chair, for a lot of years he was. And there was a group of us, including myself, who used to publicly call for a gas tax increase. Now, we didn't go 25 cents. If I remember right, it was about 3 cents. And, of course, it can be done when gas is lower. That's a little bit more, palatable for people. So the president's way up there. But I think what he is doing, I've got to give him some credit for this, although the number's too high. He's saying, look, we've got to have a gas tax increase. The reality is 1993 was the last one. They're not going to get enough money to do anything practically in the country unless they've got some revenue. They have about $200 billion they could put in, but they need revenue. So if they want to do that and, take care of our needs, crumbling infrastructure, then they've got to have a gas tax increase. I think this is the one tax that people are more acceptable because they see it coming back.
Oh, meaning that if you say, hey, look, this is where it points to, then perhaps more palatable.
Well, sure, because like education, 68 cents was the number we always quoted of every dollar sent to D.C. stayed in D.C., whereas, people see a highway, a new development, potholes filled, I mean, you name it. They're going to be a little bit more acceptable for something modest. Now, 25 cents again won't do it. But at least the president has started a pretty honest discussion of what eventually has to happen, which is revenue.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. So we move in a different direction and talk about this whole thing with Porter and whether or not they knew, what did they know, how about the vetting thing? We've talked about it on the air for now. I guess it's been a week and a half. I talked to Ellen Ratner, your pal, the other night about it, and it's just crazy, the vetting. We both said that we practically had to get blood to get into the White House, and we don't understand how this kind of slipped by. What happens in those cases?
Well, Trey Gowdy, you know, has gotten on the administration. He's a Republican member of Congress that's leaving. You know, he did the Benghazi hearings. Pretty big-time Republican. He's been on the White House over this entire thing. And so it's basically, I personally believe it's a White House that's not experienced. They don't do the normal, regular things you do. You vet first to hire. And that doesn't mean somebody has to be perfect, but you vet for things you know, you can't tolerate or don't want to have in your administration. After that, that person has to have a security clearance because they're dealing with, you know, delicate issues. They hear the president talk, you know, whatever. But obviously, if they've got some things that weren't vetted and all of a sudden you go to do a security clearance, they may not make it. So the White House never even did the initial step. And the criticism from Gowdy goes even further because even with people they did the initial step on, Kate, when they got the classified, you know, look at these people coming back, they didn't do anything with that either. So I just don't know if they're so inexperienced, they don't have people in the know in these offices. They really ought to rely on Vice President Mike Pence. He was in Congress. Yeah. He was a governor. He should know how these things. This is kind of 101 in management.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Not a rocket scientist.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, so Bob, the big question, did you see The Post yet?
No.
The movie? You didn't. What was the last movie that you saw?
You know what? When you say Post, I've been doing news since 6:30 in the morning. I thought you meant some newsflash. No, I haven't. I've been so busy doing about 100 other things. But I actually went last week to see it, and I looked at the time after I talked to you, and I looked at the wrong time, and I didn't make it to the AMC theater in time.
That's brutal.
So I'm going to get there.
Well, look, what was the last movie that you saw? Was it the first Star Wars back in the 70s?
No. The first movie I ever saw?
Yeah.
Oh, the last?
No. The last. How about the last movie you ever saw?
Oh, I was going to say, Maze Runner.
Oh, so you saw Maze Runner. That means with grandkids, I bet.
Right.
No?
Right. No,
yeah.
not Maze Runner. No, I saw the Paddington Bear. I haven't seen the since I've seen Paddington.
Paddington. Oh, you are such a movie aficionado. We should have a trivia game sometime between you and I on movie lines. See who wins. I think I might have a leg up on you. I'm just thinking. Oh, you're too funny. All right, Bob Ney, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Speaking of movies, Bob might not have been to the movies very much and only just recently could have seen Paddington Bear if he has that right. But we do have movie reviews coming up a little bit later, my cheap movie reviews, including Black Panther is on the list. And there's been some reaction to Black Panther, big sellouts, etc. So there was a lot of interest in this movie. And we'll talk about that and some of the others that are out there. Also, coming up, it's The Other. You wanted him back. He's back to talk about all kinds of things, including what's been going on in our household. It was Valentine's Day, so what did we do for Valentine's Day? What did you do for Valentine's Day? I actually got a lot of emails from some of you about where you went and what you did, and it's crazy how much money is spent on the forced day of love. But I think it's the one day that, whether it's a Hallmark holiday or not, you just cannot ignore it. And because everybody's so bloody busy, it just forced you to try to at least acknowledge the partner you may have in your life. So that's coming up on the flip side. Kate Delaney hanging out with all of you here on America Tonight.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Love and marriage, love and marriage, go together like a horse and carriage. This I tell you, brother, you can't have one without the other. Love and marriage, love and marriage.
All right, he's back. The other. Sitting right beside me, if you can picture that, in a shirt that says Dunedin, Florida, 1899.
Listed on there still.
No, it's not 1899. It's some shirt that you got. I hope it wasn't 1899. Oh, don't even tell me how much you paid for that T-shirt. Probably is more.
I ran out of clean clothes on vacation.
Well, there's a thing called the washer. You could wash them at my sister-in-law's house.
Yeah, but I still ran out of clean clothes.
So this is the thing about Dunedin. It was pretty fun. It's a pretty fun town. I don't know if we've ever talked about that before in the air. We might have. But what did you like the best about Dunedin?
The fresh air.
That's a lame thing to say. We went to the Irish store. We took my nephew and my aunt. Aunt Nancy went with us.
The local art gallery.
Yeah, the art was good.
It's a pretty downtown, too.
It is. Dunedin is a cool little town. It's probably about an hour outside of Tampa, I want to say, something like that. Here's an interesting thing. What happens when you leave your clothes behind when you go to visit family or in-laws? Paul had a pair of shoes that he left behind for a year, and the last time, which would have been November, when we went for Thanksgiving, guess what? She presented you with those shoes, didn't she?
Got my feet back.
Got your feet back. Yeah, you did. You got your shoes back. All right. I think people can relate to leaving things. I don't know why they didn't just ship them to us, but they didn't ship them to us. I just read a sad story about Jake Peavy, who was a Major League pitcher who was of pretty good note, won a World Series, and I guess he had a financial advisor that ripped him off for about $20 million in kind of a Ponzi scheme, and it really unraveled his life. He has a bunch of boys, and he was married to his high school sweetheart, and they got divorced, and he's trying to make a comeback because we've got Major League Baseball coming back. Pitchers and catchers are reporting, and he's 36 years old.
Well, maybe he has a few years left in him.
Hopefully he has something left in him so that he can get some of that money back, I suppose. But he says he's not looking for sympathy. He earned close to $130 million playing baseball. And he says there have been others that have been defrauded worse than him. He's not bankrupt or anywhere close to it. But, wow, that is that would be pretty upsetting. It, in a way, when I read it, it reminded me of Madoff, of the whole Bernie Madoff thing, and how people either people had money or they didn't have money. It didn't matter. He wanted all the money, didn't he?
He got it.
Okay, so I saw this. Would you like to live in Italy?
Yes.
Okay, so look at this. There's an Italian town, folks, and it's called Olali. What do you think of this? No, it's not. Olai? Oli-olai? Oli-olai.
Olai.
Ololai, you think it is? All right, well, we can't pronounce it even, but Ololai. To get new people there for $1. Yes?
You can now buy one for just over a dollar, it says.
And it says that, here's the thing, it's on a mountain area, and here's the deal. There are 200 stone-built dwellings, and they're in pretty bad condition, but they say you have to commit to refurbishing them within 3 years. So that would cost about $25,000. I don't know. I think it's cool.
It is on an island, though. It's on Sardinia in the mountains.
Let's go.
It's pretty, though. The picture is pretty.
I think it's pretty, too. Would you do that? Would you take? Well, you're not good at refurbishing anything. What are you good at? You're not. You're.
To totally fix up one of those old houses. It's hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years old.
Well, and those houses look pretty brutal. I mean, it's a beautiful area, but it's pretty bad. Yeah. So that, I mean, that's like just getting a shell of a place and then thinking you're going to refurbish it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, and if we had to do that, is there, what would you be the best at doing in that scenario?
Sweeping.
Yeah, right. Sweeping. So I don't know if other couples go through this. When we went to look for a house, Paul had this idea that, well, let's just get a house that is foreclosed and we'll fix it up. Me, I'm too busy, so that's not happening. In a different world, I probably could do it if I was a kept woman and I didn't do all the things that I do. But he was insistent that, oh, no, he would be good at that. So we went to look at some of those houses, and some of them were actually not bad. And my mother pulled me aside and said, don't you dare get a foreclosed house. She loved, loved, loved the other. She loved Paul, but she said, he's not going to fix that up.
I never got the chance.
I never got the chance. All right, so I'm not going to pick on you anymore. Michaela Schifrin, you've been watching her. How good of a skier is her? How good of a skier is she? Because you've had more time to watch than me.
Well, a lot of people say she could be the greatest skier of all time, and she's only 22 years old, so that says something.
It does. How many golds has she won so far?
She did not medal in her best event tonight, shockingly, but I think she's won 2 golds already at the Olympics. At least one. I think she's won 2, though, already.
I think she's won 2 in her life. I don't know if she's won 2.
Maybe she's only won 1. You should be able to look at that right now.
You should be able to look at that right now. Anybody out there know? Because obviously we're not informed, so let us know what happened there. Yeah, she was denied the history of it. She wanted to be the youngest athlete to win gold at the slalom at age 18 in 2014. So she tried to do it, couldn't do it. And, you know, she, a day after winning gold in the giant slalom, she couldn't rally from a poor first run. So that didn't happen, and that's, if I count it, that's one gold medal. She was talking about winning, she was talking about winning five gold medals, but she won a gold medal 4 years ago. She is number one in World Cup slalom rankings, so she definitely has stuff to brag about.
Yep.
Okay, so what do you want to talk about?
I don't want to talk about anything. What do you mean?
You're on the radio. You have the mic. People are listening all over the place. Portland, New Orleans.
Demand. You said people were demanding that I come back
on. They were. So they want to see that sparkling personality. So you're going to have to do something.
What you hear is what you get.
What you hear is what you get. Come on now. Okay, so I'll offer up the topic. How's that? This topic is about the Black Panther movie. The Black Panther movie is getting a lot of buzz. I don't know much, you know, I know a little bit about comics, but what's the story of the Black Panther?
It's about the African nation and who has all the technology and wealth and power like any first world country does, and it's reigned over by kings and queens, and so it's like an inspirational comic and movie for comic book hero and movie for African Americans and Africans and people of all, anybody who's interested.
Are you interested in seeing Black Panther?
Sure.
Did you see the story about Michael Jordan? It's Michael B. Jordan who is playing the Black Panther. He bench pressed upwards of 300 pounds. Wow.
Yeah, he got really, really buff for this movie. I noticed that in the previews that he was a lot more muscular than he used to be.
Yeah, and you know, it's interesting. They said he had to eat six meals a day. He was eating from sun up to sundown, potatoes, chicken, eggs, bacon, mass gaining weight because he was too thin. And sometimes I guess he would sneak in some sweets and whatnot. But it looks like it actually could be a pretty interesting movie.
Yeah, there's a lot of action.
I think there's a lot of action, too. All right, so for Valentine's Day, I'll tell everybody, I was in Chicago. I flew home. You came to get me. And when I came home, Izzy will like this because she thinks I pick on you. You had two dozen roses and chocolate-covered strawberries on the table and a card for me.
Yes, I did. Happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you. All right, the other, you'll talk to him again. We'll try to talk to him anyway. Next week here on America Tonight. Say goodbye.
Goodbye, America.
Why do they call up me, baby? Oh, can't you see? I'm no good without you. Oh, baby, darling.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
America Tonight. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney hanging out with you across this great country. I have some sad follow-ups, and I want to tell you about some of the people that we were getting to know, unfortunately, that were killed in Florida in that horrible shooting the other day, and there's more news on that. But before we go there, a couple of quick things. On the markets. The markets are up again. Dow, the NASDAQ, S&P. I've gotten a bunch of emails from many of you about that. So Wall Street surged. Basically, it was kind of a tech rally, you know, looking at certain stocks, and that shot the markets up. I guess it's the best way to say that. So easy come, easy go. You know, we're all at the craps table when we're talking about the stock market. There's been a lot of conversation about Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies. And are they real? Are they something to invest in? I had that conversation with Steve Forbes a couple of weeks ago where he said it was false because it wasn't based on anything. But there are other people that say that they like cryptocurrencies and think that it's the old guard just doesn't, you know, want to deal with that. But Coinbase, in some cases, they're saying it's been rolled out for use and is easier than sometimes what happens on an e-commerce platform. So Coinbase Commerce can be integrated, I guess, pretty easily, you know, whether it's Ethereum or Litecoin or Bitcoin. It's pretty interesting to watch to see where that all ends up. It's a way to pay that's not going to be limited to U.S. based transactions. So Shopify is the first company to integrate that into their system, and it gives consumers access to like 500,000, I guess, merchants across the board. So will retailers offer cryptocurrency? Maybe not. Big price swings make merchants a little bit nervous. That's the problem. But it's definitely on the radar. I had a chance today to speak to someone that you're going to hear more about coming up on Sunday. I think she's just tremendous. She had a high school degree, didn't go to college, got married young, started having children. And Rebecca Rothstein worked in a department store, worked her way up to kind of a buying situation, but with these really, really young kids, she was missing her children and having to constantly go on the road. So her husband said to his wife with this high school education, you should be a stockbroker. You're great at math, you're great at selling, and you like people. So she took her, what they call the Series 7. She took the Series 7, this would be back in the 80s, and she nailed it. And it was hard, but she got hired somewhere, and poof, she was off to the races. And that was back in the day of the cold calls. Now Rebecca Rothstein is the number one female wealth manager in the United States. And she's so good about helping younger people. Forbes, in fact, just ranked her as that. And Rothstein has a book of business, like $3.7 billion, something like that. She just has this great high-touch, service-oriented approach. She knows how to deal with people. She knows how to keep people in her sights, and she just doesn't let them in her rearview mirror and really cares. And that's made a huge difference for her. And here's what she had to say. I'm going to give you a little sneak peek of what you'll hear from Rebecca when we talk on Sunday. But here's what she had to say about what you have to do, frankly, to keep customers. I think we have her. All right, so hang on a second, and then we're going to get to that preview of Rebecca Rothstein. And, again, the conversation with her was really incredible to me because of her tenacity, how she stuck with it. Who cares that she had a high school degree and that was it, except for when she was trying to get a job, of course, that would matter. Even then, in the 80s, she had to really kind of stick it out to try to make it work and made so many cold calls because that's what you had to do then versus what you do now in the industry. It's really not so much about cold calls, but it's still about that client follow-up. And it made me think about my own life and where we spend our nickels and who is actually good at the follow-up. And I have to say, like my insurance company, I think to myself, boy, they don't even know my name. If I had to file a claim, I don't, and maybe they'd be okay, but they don't really ever reach out. Rebecca Rothstein would never let that happen. Here's what she said.
The only way you keep clients, and this is a really important lesson for everybody in our business to know, once you get a client, in order to keep that client, you need to knock the cover off the ball. And not just in your stock picks that you do, because really none of us do that anymore, but you need to service them, you need to respond to them, you need to follow through with them, you need to ask them, am I doing a good job for you? Is there anything else I can do for you? I really appreciate your business. It means a lot to me. You know, these are the little things that people need to do. And they have to remind themselves to say thank you to their clients.
Hmm.
Because for sure, those clients, are nobody's iron locked to you. You know, they don't have handcuffs that they have to stay with you to be your client. And so you have to acknowledge that you appreciate doing business with them, and you have to respect the fact that you're responsible for their not only present-day monies, but their future monies and their family's future monies.
Yeah, so there you go. Rebecca has much more to say about that, and I can't wait till you get a chance to hear her coming up on Sunday. I was just so blown away. I love it. I love stories like that. That, hey, so what? She didn't have the education, but she had the chutzpah and she got it done. For everybody out there who's thinking they're limited in whatever it is you're doing, whatever makes you happy, it doesn't matter what it is. It's not about always chasing the cash. It's about other things for sure. All right, let's bop back down to what I think is just so sad and sickening and every other adjective you can think. And that's what I run out of words to say, and I feel like I do have a pretty broad vocabulary. But it is a tragedy that just has no boundaries. You know, it's a typical Florida afternoon. Nicholas Cruz walks into Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland and opens fire. A fire alarm, because he was known for that as a kid. He pulls a fire alarm. And so people don't know. They think it's a fire, and it's not a drill. He starts shooting, and he has a ton of ammunition. And did people know? Did these kids know it was happening? Not really. And then they started to figure out what it was. People ducked under desks. They did whatever they could. But this was a kid who was expelled. He was armed with a 223 caliber AK-15 semi-automatic rifle. He had multiple ammunition magazines, smoke grenades, a gas mask. This is awful. He went between the first and third floors, firing at will, just lit people up. And some got away, some didn't get away. Some locked themselves in closets, did what they could, and got lucky. Others not so lucky. Not so lucky. Terrible cell phone videos showing students laying on classroom floors, gunshots roaring in the background. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Just trying to do what they could. I mean, and half of them never heard the code red. SWAT teams finally got there. You had classrooms that had to be searched. You had bloodied bodies trying to pull them to safety, hoping that they were going to survive. And Cruz himself slips away from the chaos. They pick him up 2 hours later, walking on a street. He surrenders. That's it. Just surrenders. That's all there was. So a lot of details are coming out about people who were heroes. The geography teacher who saves, who died saving students. Aaron Feese, a football coach and security guard who shielded students from the shooter when he was shot. He died. So he certainly dies a hero because he was trying to save people. In the end, 17 die. A dozen people are wounded. The school is closed indefinitely. Counselors are there. But how do you grapple with that? Maybe you lost your friends. And regardless, it just shattered that school. And parents have kids that are lost to them. You know, just gone. Gone in an instant. We know that life is precious and fleeting and all of that, but to have your child taken when they're at high school, oh, man, it's, again, just absolutely devastating to these people in Parkland, Florida. So they've got a vigil going. They're giving people counseling. They're doing whatever they can, trying to put it back together, and it's very difficult, I'm certain, to do that. I cannot imagine seeing those distraught faces. Is, I mean, just absolutely awful. I mean, just absolutely awful. And thank goodness there were heroes. Thank goodness there were people like the teacher, like the football coach, that did whatever they could to, you know, to save others. And here the man accused of this shooting just was stony-eyed, just walking the streets. He goes to a Subway restaurant, orders a drink. Can you imagine? At least they got him. And now he's been processed and charged, and life won't be the same for the people at that school. It'll take a while to put their shattered hearts back together, I'm certain. Coming up next, we're going to the mailbag here on America Tonight.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
Now let's talk about the mail. Can we talk about the mail, please, Mac? I'm dying to talk about the mail with you all day, okay?
All right, so we have a new website coming. If you go to AmericaTonightRadio.com, you'll see we're building it out. And if you want to send me an email right now, go to DelaneyMediaGroup@live.com. DelaneyMediaGroup@live.com. And apparently a lot of you got that message because I got a ton of email, a lot of it having to do with the sadness of what happened in Florida. So I'm going to go to those first. And, of course, I said it before, it's about those that lost their lives. And, boy, oh, boy, it's, again, dark days when that happens. So there's, you know, a lot of tug of war over what to do, what to do, what to do. But what can you do at these schools? They feel as though they have done everything they can with the drills, with the, you know, with adding security in some cases, and who knows, this expelled Cruz walks in and opens fire. I sympathize because I've talked to school superintendents and others about the situation. What do you do? How do you combat this? What can you do? And the only thing, and it's radical, that I've been told by some is, what if you had teachers that were skilled in the art of using a gun, and they had a carry permit, a concealed gun, and they knew how to use it like they do in Israel? Would that have made a big difference? Well, the answer is, if you have how many armed teachers, I guess there would be a much better chance of survival of more people, perhaps more people being able to be saved. It doesn't mean everybody would be saved, but it could have perhaps made a difference. And you see the faces of, of those that were killed. And I got this one from Scott, who says, Kate, today I was looking at the stories of the people who died, and it's just so, I don't know how to say it, darn depressing. I saw a young girl who was very cute, and she was standing against some artwork, and she was just 14 years old. Her first name was Jamie, and I read the story about, from her mother, saying their heart was broken, that they lost their baby girl to a violent shooter, and that the brother lost his sister, and when she was writing, it was trying to figure out how to get her family through it. Is there anything we can do for these families? Yeah, the answer is, I'm trying to find a place where we can send our sentiments, because what I've heard from some people is, even if they got hundreds of thousands of cards, it is one thing that brings people joy just to hear that others are reaching out who are totally even strangers and saying things to them to make them, to recognize what happened. And I think part of it is, there's no words. I think part of it is just knowing that people stand with them, and also that, we know some of their stories. So then it's like this story, too, you hear. And I got this one from Jake, who says, in Austin, Kate, this is just unbelievable. This has got to stop in this country. It makes me so sad. Did you hear the story about the athletic director at that school in Florida? He was a guy who actually served the country. He served in Iraq. Can you imagine? He doesn't get killed there, but he comes back and he's running a school. He's an athletic director, and he gets murdered by some kid who was expelled, some punk. Yeah. I know that story. I saw somebody today on the news talking about him. He gave students rides. He helped them out whenever he could. He did a lot for the community, and he was a naval reservist, and he did go to Iraq back in 2007. He was the wrestling coach, too, and, really sad, really, really sad. I'm going to do one more, because the mailbox was filled with many of you talking about this. And this one is from Joseph, who says, Kate, it's incredibly depressing to think about what happened in Florida and then hear about these students who were so young, 14 and 15 and 17. And I can't even begin to imagine what it would be like for their parents to try to wrap their heads around what happened, and I certainly offer them my condolences. I know you have a lot of affiliates in Florida, and perhaps somebody is listening. I just find it so hard to believe that somebody would do that, so cold, so callous, and unthinking to gun those children, basically, and teachers and others down the way that he did. Well, yeah, that's what I said. It's awful. There's a ton of stories, because, of course, 17 people, a swimmer who had all this potential. There was a football coach. I mentioned that already. There was another girl who was apparently just a great Irish dancer. She was involved in that Irish dancing and was very well liked and whatnot. And those kinds of calls would be tough I think they'd be tough to serve up those calls. And it's tough to, I think, put all this in perspective. It really, really is. We got some other emails as well, including this one from Keith, who says, "Hey, Kate, it seems like things are falling apart in the country, including with Happy Meals. No more cheeseburgers in the Happy Meal. But it's not happening right away. It won't be part of the kids' menu. I guess they'll just get a hamburger and McNuggets, and they're going to shrink down the sizes of the food." Yeah, I saw that story maybe in, I don't know, some financial paper. They're doing it in 2022. Parents can ask for them, but that's not the main choice. They're going to add bottled water and chocolate milk. Comes with less sugar. I guess McDonald's is pledging to serve vegetables and fruits and grains and, you know, all that kind of stuff because of the, they're saying the Happy Meals will have 600 calories or less by June because apparently this is what people want. And so the American Heart Association says it's an important step in the right direction, and you can bet that others will do the same thing. I guess about 15%, they say, of McDonald's customers come in to order Happy Meals. And in 2011, they added apple slices to Happy Meals, and then they had soda and all that other stuff, and they've been replacing things based on what the choices are and how they're trying to balance it out to appease so many people that are very conscious about what they're giving their children and know that a little bit here and there can make a difference. So, yeah, I did see that. I can't even remember the last time. You'd have to have young grandkids or kids, or maybe not. Maybe you just get a Happy Meal. Somebody told me once, if you just had to have a McDonald's, you had that weird craving, you get a Happy Meal because it's less calories than anything else on the menu. But apparently not. I mean, it wasn't like there was no calories in a Happy Meal. They definitely contain some, so that's why they're making a big deal about the fact that now they're shaking it down and it won't have as much in it as it had in the past, which is good news because I got this one from Shep who says, "Whoa, processed foods equal cancer. I'm not shocked by that. Are you, Ms. Delaney?" You must be referring to, well, they're always studying this. And there was a story about this study that came out in France. It was actually published in the British Medical Journal, and they looked at medical records and eating habits of about 105,000 adults who kept track of what they ate. And instant noodles, TV dinners, baked goods, sodas, anything like that, the package stuff, they didn't do so well as far as the increase in cancers. It's linked to 12% rise in cancers if you consume those ultra-processed foods. Remember, you can always email us at DelaneyMediaGroup@live.com. Thanks to everybody who did email the show and for all of you for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.